From the outside, much flatter due to furrings. The exterior view of the dome differs significantly from the interior view. On the one hand, a good third of the hemisphere remains hidden behind the tambour, which is actually only a pseudo-tambour, as it does not absorb and transfer the loads of the dome as usual. On the other hand, the ribs are covered with furrings. As their height increases towards the edge, the outer silhouette becomes much flatter. Visually, the dome ends at about the height of the tambour. From a structural point of view, however, these furrings essentially transfer the loads acting on them to the ribs below them.